It is the radio segment that can't stop doing the cha-cha slide for some reason. Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser, and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of central Pennsylvania. 30-year-old Jesse Shields and 22-year-old Catherine McCloskey were walking around their neighborhood at nighttime recently when they had a bizarre encounter. They saw tiny blinking lights in the sky, and both thought it could be a UFO.
Okay, tell me more, because so far it sounds like a plane.
But instead of running home, Jesse told Catherine that he wanted to scare the aliens. So he pulled out a gun and fired it into the air.
Okay. Kapooya! Kapooya!
Oh, dude.
And seriously, you think the gun is going to stop aliens?
Unfortunately for them, the gunshots didn't deter the spacecraft. So the couple started banging on people's doors and asking them to call 911.
Uh-oh.
So somebody did. And when cops showed up, they were able to confirm the couple were not being followed by aliens.
Mm.
Turns out the lights they saw in the sky were actually fireflies.
Shut up.
Oh, no.
But the couple disagreed with authorities and told them that it had to be aliens because there were laser beams that were somehow tracking them. And that's when police found out the couple had recently done a bunch of bath salts.
Okay, there
it is. Makes sense.
Yep, they are both now facing drug charges. And police also tacked on burglary charges because they broke into a guy's screen door while they were trying to flee from the firefly aliens that were following them.
Hey, fireflies can be scary.
This next laser story is out of Mount Airy, North Carolina. The kitchen staff at a Golden Corral was working last Tuesday when they noticed the smoke wasn't ventilating properly.
Uh-oh.
It seemed like the exhaust vent above the stove was blocked, so their manager went up to the roof to investigate. And he quickly figured out what was wrong with the vents. There was a person in there.
Did I do that?
I thought you were going to say a bird nest.
It turns out that a 59-year-old guy named Charlie Walker had tried to break into the Golden Corral before it opened. Apparently he was hungry. But he got stuck up in the vent, so he's actually pretty lucky that the staff found him. The fire department came and rescued him, and they took him to the hospital. As for why he did it afterwards, the burglar told police that he saw an ad saying the Golden Corral had dessert any time of day, and he couldn't resist trying to break in the middle of the night to get some dessert.
Creamy.
This next laser story is out of Charleston, West Virginia. There's a 31-year-old woman named Latasha Barrett, and she got upset the other day when another woman started twerking on her.
Hey, if you're not in the mood to twerk, just keep your twerking to yourself.
We don't know a lot of the details, like if they knew each other or why the woman twerked on Latasha or what the song was that inspired her to shake her tail feather.
Sometimes you don't even need music, Jubal.
But no matter what it was her jam, that's for sure.
What we do know is that Latasha was so upset that she bit the top of the twerking woman's finger off.
Whoa. Oh my God!
Dang.
You can do that?
The woman was rushed to the hospital, and Latasha was arrested for felony malicious wounding. She could be looking at up to 10 years in prison. Officers said it's been a few years since they arrested anybody involved in a twerking incident and hope the incident doesn't spawn a bunch of copycat twerking crimes.
And that woman's got a strong jaw if she can bite the tip of a finger off.
This next laser story is out of workout headquarters. A new study in the European Journal of Clinical Nutrition looked at a bunch of smaller studies on how different types of drinks can help you recover after a big workout.
Mm.
Once they were done, researchers found something shocking. It turns out that chocolate milk does an even better job than sports drinks like Gatorade.
My friend that does a lot of marathons only does chocolate milk for his recovery. Yeah.
Apparently, a lot of endurance athletes already know about this.
Yeah.
And they do it all the time. After a taxing workout, you need carbs, protein, fat, electrolytes, and vitamins to help your body recover. And I guess chocolate milk has all of those things.
And you need a cool milk mustache afterwards.
Yeah, does it also count for like milkshakes and like sundaes?
I don't think so. That's ice cream. Now we're into ice cream and like, it's not the same.
After a tough workout, just go get a malt somewhere.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
The key is it has to be a strenuous workout though, like running 10 miles or lifting a lot of weights. If you're just jogging on a treadmill for 30 minutes, you don't really need a bunch of chocolate milk to recover from it. Regular water is fine, and chocolate milk would just add unnecessary calories to your diet. So if you want to have chocolate milk guilt-free, then make sure you work out really hard, I guess.
Yeah, no brisk walking.
This next laser story is out of fashion land. There's been a big trend over the past few years of high fashion companies selling the dumbest jeans possible. Mm-hmm. Talking about everything from jeans with pre-ripped butt cheeks to jeans that look like one pair tucked into another pair of jeans. And here's the latest. A fashion company called Sia Denim just released upside down jeans.
Oh, yeah.
How do you even walk in a pair of that?
The belt loops go around your ankles. The pockets are right down there, too, facing downward at your calves. Uh-huh. And the fly is also down by your ankles.
Okay, what? So I dropped my wallet somewhere. Don't know how it happened.
Since I have to stay on, they also got a fly and a button on the top of the jeans, which just makes them look super confusing.
Yeah.
These hot new upside jeans, they're not cheap either. They cost $495 a pair.
Oh, dang.
And if you want the jorts version, because they also have a version of jean shorts, they'll run you $385.
For jean shorts?
For ridiculous
for
looking
down
jeans.
Jean shorts.
That's crazy.
This next laser story is out of London. A British furniture company called Feather and Black did a survey recently to find out how people keep cool in bed during the summer. Mm. Here are the top five responses. 42% of people open the window.
Of course.
25% of people say they switch to lighter bedspreads. And here's the one that you were all waiting for. Okay. 21% of people beat the heat by sleeping naked.
Oh, yeah. It's the only way to go.
It's still shocking to me how many people wear pajamas at night.
Men are more likely to do it. 26% of men will strip down for bed at night when it gets hot compared to 16% of women.
What, are you getting into your pajamas still when you're like sweating profusely?
I can't sleep naked. I hate it. No, I hate it.
Oh, it's the only way to do it.
I don't do it year round, but when it's hot, for sure.
Also, 11% of people wear lightweight cotton pajamas or nighties. Mm-hmm. Women are often three times more likely than men to wear skimpy clothes to bed. And finally, 1% of all people keep cool by switching to satin sheets.
Ooh, slippery.
It's also just sexy.
Well, yeah. And they're supposed to be really good for your face wrinkles.
This next laser story is out of survey world. This might shock a lot of people or not, but if you can believe it, middle children are going extinct.
What?
Back, I bet if you're a middle child and you're listening, you're like, excuse me.
Back in the late 70s, 59% of mothers had three or more kids. Today, that's down to 32%, and it's dropping.
Oh, yeah.
Also, the majority of people said three or four kids was ideal back in the 70s. Today, the top answer is just two kids.
Yeah, I could see that. I have two. I don't know how people have two, and they go, yeah, let's keep doing this.
Yeah, like seven later.
What?
So what's the reason? It looks like it's a financial thing. In 1960, it cost $198,000 to raise a child until they were 18. In 2013, it's up to $245,000. And a study found that there's a direct connection now between having more money and having more kids. In other words, the main thing standing in the way of people having big families is that they feel like they can't afford the kids.
Well, not just that, but like, I don't know, women want to have careers and not just be baby makers constantly.
And they don't want to spend all that money on those kids.
Yeah, right?
I know someone who doesn't care how many kids he has. He wants as many shoes as possible. Little tiny shoes running around. Aww. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time on Friday.